Welcome to Get Unstuck with Michelle Leffler, the podcast where we embark on a transformative journey through the realms of the mind, spirit, and soul. I'm Michelle, your shamanic coach, here to guide you through the untamed wilderness of self-discovery and personal growth. Together, we'll unravel the threads that bind us to the past, release the weight that anchors us in the present, and unfurl the wings of potential that carry us toward a vibrant, purposeful future. Join me as we explore ancient wisdom, mystical practices, and powerful insights to awaken the spirit within and break free from stagnation. Let's take that courageous step together and get unstuck. Welcome back to our podcast. And the cold that I had last week turned out to be COVID. And so I spent the whole week resting and I haven't recorded a new episode for you, and I'm not going to today because I'm still resting, but I don't want you to miss out on an episode. So I am re-releasing one of my earliest episodes from this podcast, and it's all about energetic and spiritual medicine. Enjoy. Today we are going to talk about energetic and spiritual medicine. I'm not going to talk about specific types of medicine. I'm going to talk about what I mean by medicine. And the reason I'm going to talk about this is because I had a client ask me once what I meant when I said medicine. I'm not talking about going to the pharmacy and getting prescription medication. I'm talking about energy and spirit and that kind of medicine. They are similar. If you think about what medicine is in terms of going to the pharmacy and getting the prescription medication, then you can use that same idea in terms of spiritual medicine. When your body is physically ill and you go to a medical doctor, they give you a prescription. You go to the pharmacy, you get a medication. You're taking a substance that does something in your body that is supposed to have a healing, restorative, and curative effect. That's what medication is in terms of science, in terms of medicine. Now, energetic and spiritual medicine work in the same way. It is not a substance in the fact that you're not putting a chemical in your body, usually, although you could be, and we'll talk about that a little bit in a minute. But it is something that gives you or has a healing, restorative, or curative effect. It's energy that does the work instead of a chemical. It could be a Reiki treatment that stimulates your energy. That would be a type of energy medicine. It could be something like using crystals to enhance your wellness. Those are just two examples. You may hear me or another practitioner refer to animal medicine. Wolf is my animal guide. She provides me with wolf medicine. What do I mean by that? If you think of what wolves symbolize, those qualities are medicine for me. They provide me with healing for things that are off in my life. One symbolic aspect of wolves is their wildness. I tend to be a follow the rules and behave kind of person. Wolf provides medicine for me in that she teaches me how to embrace my wild side. Plant medicine can be the same. Now, obviously, plants can be used in pharmaceutical medications, and in fact, most chemical medications were created to mimic the effects of plant medicines. But plants have spiritual and energetic qualities as well that also act as medicine. In terms of magic, medicine is generally considered external. It's something that you experience outside of your body that works in tandem with your own energy. Plant medicines, however, can also be used internally and be spiritual or energetic. Psychotropic plants, for instance, will produce a hallucinogenic effect, and that experience will often act as medicine for the person. Now think back to science class. We learned that everything is made up of energy. That means we are made up of energy. That means this computer I'm recording this podcast on is energy. The desk that my computer sits on is energy. My glasses are energy. Everything is energy. So we, our bodies, our energy, and we have energy moving within us. And so energetic or spiritual medicine is something external to our energy that works in tandem with our own energy source to stimulate our body's ability to heal itself. That's what we're talking about when we say spiritual medicine, energy medicine, or even just medicine. So medicine is something that you use or study that produces a healing effect to your body or spirit. And again, it can be plants, which would go similarly with traditional medicine because each traditional medicine was made from plants originally. Now it's usually man-made chemicals that are supposed to stimulate the same reaction within our body that plants do. Medicine can be energy. It could be crystals. It can be prayer, meditation, whatever you're doing, whatever your practitioner is using for you or suggests that you use for yourself is medicine. Coaching is medicine. When you talk to a coach, when you hire a coach to help you figure out what's going on, what you're doing, whether it be with a business, life, spirituality, whatever, when you hire a coach, the coaching that you get from that person is medicine. Basically, everything is medicine if you use it to heal yourself, if you use it to better yourself, if you use it to make progress on your healing and spiritual journey. It's medicine. So that's what I'm talking about when I say medicine. If you hear me in teaching or you're working with me and I say something about medicine, this is what I'm talking about. I may refer you to a medical doctor because I do not think that medical doctors are bad. I don't think that medication, as in traditional medication, is bad. Sometimes we need these things, and not everything can be healed or worked on through one way. We need different healers, different treatments for different things, and sometimes things work in tandem together. So a lot of times, I will refer my clients to see their medical doctor and to take whatever prescription medication that their medical doctor prescribes for them. I am not a medical doctor. And I will never tell you not to take medication or not to see your doctor because I do believe that spiritual healing and traditional Western medicine can work hand in hand. And I am not here to tell you that an issue that you're having is all spiritual in nature and that if you just do X, Y, and Z, you'll be healed because that's not how it works. And really, that's unethical. So I often refer my clients to see a traditional medical doctor. But if I'm talking about medicine in those terms, I will say traditional medicine, Western medicine, something like that. So normally, if you hear me talking about medicine, I'm talking about spiritual medicine or energy medicine, that external thing that works in tandem with your body, with your mind, with your spirit to produce or stimulate your body's own natural ability to heal.
Love this podcast? How about giving me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast app? If you want more content from me, subscribe to my newsletter over at livingmoonmeditation.com. And if you'd like to help me keep the lights on, I appreciate your donations. I have the links for that in the show notes.